Patient name, Robin, R-O-B-I-N, last name Church, C-H-U-R-C-H. Date of birth, 2/19 of 56, date of service, 5/29 of 23. This is a 67-year-old female patient. Here today, she has an infection on her right hand. She tells me that 2 days ago she went to pick up a cat that belongs to her son, and the cat scratched her. She is has some warmth to the area of the scratch as well as redness, and today she had a fever that spiked to 100.9. She is seeking medical attention now, period, new paragraph. No other issues verbalized. Blood pressure 137 over 87, pulse 93, respiration 16, temperature 98.5, oxygenation 95%. Allergies to latex, current medications, multiple, all documented in the chart. Medical history, hypertension, hypothyroid, hyperlipid, gastroesophageal reflux, gout, and an autoimmune disorder, and scleritis. Surgical history, hysterectomy, tubal ligation, C-section, cholecystectomy. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, mildly obese. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lipidopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is obese. Period, new paragraph, examination of that right hand. On the dorsal surface of that right hand, there is a scratch approximately 1/2 inch in length. It is not deep, however, there is surrounding erythema to approximate 1.5 inch diameter. The area of the scratch does appear as though it had been oozing earlier today. She's got a bandage on it. And there is no open laceration. This cat scratch laceration is well approximated and not deep. I don't believe it even goes through the dermis. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Cat scratch with infection, cellulitis to the dorsal surface of that right hand. This cat was an outdoor cat. Patient will receive a tetanus shot as she is unfamiliar at the last tetanus vaccination that she had. Period, new paragraph. This patient will also get an prescription for Augmentin 875 BID 10 days number 20 for antibiotic therapy. She's going to monitor her symptoms, get plenty of rest, and if there's any issues with that, she will return to clinic or call. Period, new paragraph, this patient will be placed with a sterile dressing over that right hand.